west side, and that is east this side.
And this side, Jamuna?
Manasa. Manasa.
Manasa. Bhogavati. So, having these five venues, Vrinda Devi becomes so attractive, and she wants to attract Krishna in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with conjugal.
Ah, how is that?
So, Yamuna is crooked. Ganga is straight.
Ganga is straight.
But yet, with Yamuna, she becomes so crooked. And here, showing crooked. She looks towards Mahaprabhu as a crooked eye, with affection and love. This place is especially, I told you, Govardhan Hills, in the north, Bahula and Bhandirban, both Bahula and Bhandirban, where Radha and Krishna were married, west, Srimati Radhika with Gopi fought with Krishna and defeated Krishna in wrestling. Krishna did that. And this place, that place is Uchari.
Uchari.
Some high. So this portion is high, like so Mayur. That side. Our Gavi, our cow's back side. And this side is south. This is south. So it's here Radha Pandian family. And in the middle, Vrindavan, Rasasthali, Bansivas, Sevakund, and that's a Sevakund and another kund,
Nirvan,
all are here. Krishna with Rath dancing here under the shade of Bansiva, so beautiful, and Yamuna is so near us. China is in this side. So this is the place of Rath. Here Krishna meets with gopis and dances, and does so many vilas here. So this place has been elected by my Guru, the best place here. In Antardeep Mayapur, this is the place of Gokul and Mathura.
Oh.
Gokul and Mathura.
From this side were different. Where are Mathura and Gokula? And you are in Vrindavan.
And
there we're in Vrindavan and you are in Mathura.
And there Shubhikun, Mudrum, Godrum Deep, Godruma,
Goma,
Kau, Drummane, no, Drum means so many, groups, the cows groups. It is in Nandagaon. So this is Nandagaon because there are Gopas there, so this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to come.
That's right.
And this side.
When we were at Chaitanya Math, Bhakti Siddhanta Samadhi Mandir.
Bhakti Siddhanta
Samadhi. There was also Radha Kund, Shyama Kund, Govardhan.
He has invented Srila Prabhupada. He has told that I am living on the bank of Radha Kundan. Like Bhakti Vinod Thakur in Godruma, he was near Radhakunda and Sam Kunstananda Sukadakundi. Our Swarupa and Sanatana Goswami discovered Radhakunda and Sam Kundi in that village, Kanai Narsala.
Here in Sabadu.
The heart is Vrindavan.
Yeah.
So, if any one, so devotee and a Rasik Vaishnava, she can see it everywhere out and do bhajan. Not going here and there and roaming and running and very calm and patient he will do. His sight, his this sight will not, eyes will not go anywhere in this world. He will see nothing beautiful than Radha and Krishna. All will see being immersed in their vilas.
The Varaha Murti, what is the exact significance that you explained it yesterday, but I didn't remember.
Mm-hmm. Varaha. Varaha is the manifestation of Krishna. He discovers anything by nose. His smell power is so much that he can touch anything by a smell. So when he was taken by Asuk, Daitya and Dano, taken by what? Whom? And they put it in Talpalatal Patal. And there was no space for creation for Brahma. So he pressed to Krishna, and at the same time something came out from his nose and he became double triple less and more greater and greater, and he jumped into water having to the spit, and his mouth straight in water. And he came direct to earth in Patal and took that earth on his feet. And when he was coming, he protested, he answered. Anyhow, he returned so swiftly and kept it on the ground, on the level of water. And then Hrinak came and
fight.
Here Hrinak means Hiranya means money matter. Gold means
money.
His eyes was in gold. Akshmane netra, that eyes. That it means that he thought that we can achieve sukh, happiness and shanti, peace, only by the power of money and gold. Anyone can. And in this world, anyone has this desire, that if anyone has no this thing, is not happy. By money, by gold, anything can be collected. Husband, wife, these houses, golden houses, reputation, everything we can. But not happiness and peace. It can only be collected by Bhagavad Bhajan, Krishna Bhajan. Nothing by love. No? So, Prahlad Maharaj is symbol of bhakti and peace, happiness, and Hiranyaksha is opposite to this. Krishna, in the shape of Baradev, has matched that idea. And he brought Prithvi to his place. So, first he became became fish. Fish, matva, then kurma. Matva only can live in water, and without our water they will give their life. But kurma lives in water and both. He can work in both. And Barav only can on land. Sometimes he can go crossing water if needed, but he lives in land. And then Nisingha, half man, half animal, and then full man but bound angul, and then full man like Parshuram but angry and with tamasic bhava, fighting always. Shape is of man but actually as animal, fighting always and killing all the nonsense. And then Dangam, so beautiful, but she was full tied with her marjada. Marjada, you know? Niti, marjada.
Social convention.
Like that, always. She cannot move her inch by without this. So you see that where Sita is doing with marjada,
Restriction. With restriction.
She should not do anything beyond
rules and regulations.
If Sita will go against rules and regulations, he will leave them. And after that, Balram and Krishna came full Nara. Nara means?
Human.
Human being. And full frame. And they became as a servant of gopis, father and mother, actually in Braja. And they did not break the marjada frame, but he threw out as a football this marjada and all gopis. Ram cannot live with two women, even of golden Sita. He will not keep two. Only one Sita. But Krishna lacks and lacks and lacks. He can have gopi. And he will do prem and tell that I love you more. I love you more. I love you more.
No restriction.
And sitting, Kamsa and their husbands and all. Gopis also. More than Krishna sitting, all them and such Krishna. With praise and affection. So Krishna here becomes under the control of gopi. And this is the most top, highest manifestation of Godhead. So Krishna.
And then Mahaprabhu?
Then Mahaprabhu came and told that what is Krishna and what is Radha and what is Braja and what is Braj prema. If he did not come, anyone will not know him. Only they will know that Krishna is only a girl and a kishore, and Srimati Radhika was kishori girl, and they have only lust and all these things. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and established there all these things. And after that, Buddha Dev came. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will come, Buddha Dev will not come. Or Kalki will not come.
When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes?
Kalki will not come.
So once in a day of Brahma, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes.
And rest, Kalki comes.
Rest,
All the time you rest, Kalki comes.
So this Kali Yuga, no Kalki?
No need, because all that chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. No place, no peace, no nothing. All like you. In whole world, Krishna name is going on everywhere. So what is the need of Kali?
Okay.
And what is the use of Kali?
So what's going to happen when time of Kali Yuga is finished and then Satya Yuga starts?
Perhaps it will spread more and more. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. you will come and see, every whole world is.
So then no more than Satya Yuga immediately.
What need of Satya? I don't
then
want.
No more.
I don't want a
subsidy. No more.
Because at that time you will be austerities, like, and I'm Brahma.
No friends.
No friends.
So in previous Kali Yuga, in this Kali Yuga, and in previous Kali Yuga, there is always Sankirtan.
Sankirtan is not like this, with friends. No Sankirtan like this.
But there is Sankirtan.
With Prem Hari Bol, Hare Krishna. Not like this.
Not like this.
How will it be in all the Kali Yuga when there is no Mahaprabhu?
Not with affection and Prem. Mm-hmm. Only Hare Krishna. And from that anyone can have salvation and five kinds of mukti.
Mukti. But not Prem.
So, who is at that time introducing the Sankirtan?
Yugadharma. Anyone comes, not Krishna,
not Mahaprabhu.
Uh-huh.
Krishna comes in the shape of Mahaprabhu. So, what did you ask? That girl?
Induleka?
Induleka, sit 1 hour. And it's taken more than 1 hour.
You don't know what's in there then. You don't
know
what...
I know that I've told any time. In cases, they have taken, but what they have been.
You don't know.
But I know that this is the fact and it will continue the same.
Mm-hmm.
But when I speak in Hindi or Bangla, so good.
Yeah.
But English, not so. So many things.
Yesterday you spoke so good English.
Where?
Here.
No.
In the morning.
So good.
No.
So good. Yes.
The book is very nice. Written. Very good.
But as I tell in Hindi or Bangla,
yes.
Not as. I've told in so many, so such good manner and so clean, then in English it cannot come.
But still it does come, because when people read those lectures by you, then they straight away they say, I want to meet now, hang on, these lectures are so amazing. They've never read anything like it. Even though it's translated into English still.
I know they kind of translate. My inner motive.
So that is good.
But
if they know your inner motive.
When I tell this in Hindi or Bangla, the listeners begin to weep and laugh.
If you speak Hindi and we are listening, our hearts will also listen, even though we don't understand. So it will also affect us, isn't it?
But I think that I have done mistake.
You?
One thing. I have caught tiger and tigresses and kept them in a
cage.
Basically in forest.
Mm-hmm.
then their actual mood and strength and everything actually diminishing. So you are like tiger and tigress. Oh, I caught you, but my cage is very little, and you cannot be happy here. Too happy, taking your prasadam meal like them, talking always in their own language. So rich they are. In every kind, I see that you may not be happy with me.
If we're not happy,
I cannot make you all happy.
We would not stay.
We're only happy when we are with you. Only at that time.
They have everything, but they don't have you.
It's true. It's like it's a body without soul. It fades. I was there a few days, and I realized that it's so like level. It's so dry, everything, because they don't know Siddhanta really. It's like
they're
confusing.
They always discuss money, politics,
problems,
all the time. If you don't chant, you start to speak, your head is becoming
headache. Same.
Only if you are a little distant
from them
is better. But if we are here, it's best.
But when they come to me, they ask only all this. And they don't disturb in all this. And I cannot speak another than this.
What is exactly the relationship or the behavior externally, internally, when we practice this process? Like sometimes we are chanting and we feel very much happiness inside, and then we also have to behave outside in some way or another way. Sometimes we understand little how to do this, but maybe you can explain how we should behave externally and internally.
We should behave so that our internal mood should not be disturbed. This is practically keeping that side well, we can behave upward. And with sadhu moods, and those who don't want these things outwardly, they want only something. And those who want internally association, this should be pretty with heart. Those who are politicians, you should do pranam and be some follower. But not a we should not expose all these things that I don't want. We should cleverly do it. But anything we should see that by doing so our bhakti is going up or down. If down, we should not come. Our whole sight will be on this. It is favorable for bhakti, we can say. In sadhguru, there are so many stars, there are so many
stages.
Those who are in
high
level, we should mix with them in stars. Anyhow, we are sadhguru. under samsara.
Mm.
We want that those who are doing actually ragatmika bhakti, like Nanda Yashoda, like Gopi, Lalita Vishakha, Rukmini, Shubham Siddhanta, their mood should come to me, whom I want, to whom I have grieved. That mood should come to me. What is forgivable, we should say, and what is opposite for taking that, we should understand.
Mm-hmm.
Anger, calm, crow, low, mud, move, master, all these things. And mixing with abhakta, mayabadi, kalijyan, or the person who are doing bhakti, but not the same mood as that I was. Both should be also one. Then we should mix with them very happy. If a person is of dasa bhava and he cannot go up to dasa bhava, but I want something more, I cannot quench my thirst there, so I should associate with a person who is favorable to me, mood is favorable, or saying that I want it. And there I will give my head in the lotus feet of that person. I will admit everything for itself. And our behavior should be frankly to them, inwardly also. But where we are not finding this, all these things, you have to behave outwardly enough. So we should see all these things and behave like that, or bhakti should go. But
so inwardly we meditate on a particular mood.
It should come in a greed, like a greed. By reading, hearing the pastimes of Krishna and the Parikara is
associated.
In which idea is greed? It should try to hear, listen, remember and obey. Where I will see that I will not get anything favorable, I will try to be far away
from you. You can get away
from the sun. Make come in Rukhrukhan, 1 lakh rupees a day for preparing and distributing prasad, he will do or not? Huh?
No.
Why?
He is
a very great bhakti. Parthushan Raghunath Das Goswami, if a man comes and gets me $1 lakh for 1 hour, to prepare and give to this Mahaprasad, I will not do. I have no time to do. I will take that rupees and give it half to any person, any man, and I will tell that you should do all this. And half I will have, and I will.
get to know Samaj to do Seva, to do Seva. It is also bhakti. The chanting is also bhakti. Remember, it is also bhakti. To follow the footprints of Rupa Raghunath is also bhakti.
Yeah.
But what type of bhakti is top of all?
Shravana, Kirtana.
To follow Rupa Raghunath.
Mm-hmm.
So Raghunath has distributed and prepared like this. And they should have said here and there, Mahaprabhu. Or no? Ketana Mahaprabhu has done this?
They have big shakti hall.
Eh?
They have big shakti hall.
Who?
For the devotees.
Mahaprabhu.
Yeah.
Always eating, meeting.
Yeah.
He has no time to do like this.
To wipe his tears.
When he is cooked. Mahaprabhu and he is distributed to whom? He is distributing to much Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And Radha Krishna.
But you do not advise to do this?
I want to distribute both things, both Kriya's things. What friend is in Gaudriya, that kind of friend I want to distribute and prepare. How are you?
Gurudev, you didn't finish telling us about Lord Varaha being worshipped here.
What?
You were talking about Lord Varaha and then you were going to tell us why he's being worshipped here.
He is Dham Devta. He is Dham Rakshapa.
Protector.
Protector of this Dham. So he will drive out Maya. And he will keep us in Navadvip Dham. And he will mercifully help us to see Navadvip Dham body. Only party. We want not, we don't want Bara friend. We want to go to him. May I give you Bara friend?
I don't have a girlfriend.
Shape of Bara Dev.
No shape of Bara Dev. Let's try continue.
As Bara Dev set this earth and brought it from the hands of Devan and gave it to her. So Bara Dev should be merciful, he should be merciful to us so that he will protect all Allah. And he will keep it up in Navadvip Dham so that we can achieve Gaudriya. For this, we remember Bara Dev. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who comes here, he wants that name.
Gurudev, I'm reading Chaitanya Bhagavat.
Ah,
so there's one nice pastime when that Brahmin comes to cook in Jagannath Mishra's house and Nimai keeps coming and taking the offering. So it says here they're chastising him and they say, the young ladies all tease, "Hey Nimai, is this the way you should act, stealing the Brahmin's food?" With a smile on his exquisite moonlight face, Lord Chaitanya replied, "What is my fault? The Brahmin called me." But they objected, "Oh Nimai, will you do more mischief now that you have lost your caste?"
Who knows this Brahmin, where he comes from, or who is his family? How can you maintain your caste after having eaten food cooked by him? Smiling, Lord Chaitanya replied, I belong to the cow tender's caste. I accept food prepared by a Brahmin all the time. How does a cow tender lose his caste by eating a Brahmin's food? Saying this, the Lord looked at everyone with a smile. Well, I don't understand why he would lose his caste by eating food cooked by a Brahmin.
Because you are out of caste, so you are not understanding.
Right, so can you explain to me?
When you come in under caste, then definitely you understand it. In caste, but we throw like football, that caste, and came out of caste. So we don't want to understand all these things. But you are out of caste, so you want to understand.
I thought you were bringing me back into caste.
No. You are not satisfied being out of caste.
I'm not what?
No, I'm saying, you are not satisfied.
Uh-huh.
But I'm satisfied, so I have gone out of caste.
Maybe. There to be outcast.
Then he says, as a cow tender, I eat food prepared by a Brahmin all the time. Who is it that's cooking for Krishna? Who's the
Brahmin?
Brahmin cooks because he's white.
Brahmin means Bhaktriya. Who knows Brahma? Brahma is Krishna. Who knows Krishna? Only they can cook and Krishna can cook.
I thought Mother Yashoda is cooking for him. Srimati Radhika is coming and cooking for him. Like that.
Satyamad is Brahmani, she is cooking. Sita Devi is cooking. Malini of Shivas Pandit, wife, cooking Ketan Mahaprabhu. Damayanti also cooking and Mahaprabhu cooking. These are Brahmins, Brahmins.
But he's saying as a couch?
Govinda cooks so much. Govinda, you know?
Yeah. Servant.
Oh.
Govinda cooks. But by caste he was Sudra. Lowest. But yet he cooks. He is Brahman. More than Brahman. Not only Brahman, but
Vaishnava.
More than. He can take. If he can cook, he can take. But if you are hurt, no anger, no love, no kapistha, nothing, only hurt, then he will see. Otherwise, he will wait until you become so pure.
Gurudev, what shall we do if before we are this pure, before we have this purity and we have anger and lust, and we have to eat food. Shall we offer this food to Gurudev? Is this the process? Since I am full of lust and anger and greed, and I am making food in America, and I have, Krishna will not accept this food, so I must offer it to you first. Will you accept this food even though it is full of greed and lust?
What do you should do?
What should I do?
You should offer it to him. He should offer it to Krishna.
I offer it to
Krishna
you.
Krishna won't refuse if he offers,
yeah.
Even if you cook.
Okay. I offer it to your lotus feet and you offer it to your Gurudev and all the way up to Krishna?
Wait some time. Until you become pure.
Oh, and what are you going to do? He's going to starve.
I cannot eat.
He cannot eat.
I cannot eat. In America?
Yes, you do.
Then I will be eating food full of lust and greed.
Right.
But maybe Vichitra had some more questions. I'm sorry, Vichitra.
You have to wait.
still prem does not come. When prem will come, he will go and get it.
I read that Jagannanda Pandit would cook for Lord Chaitanya, and when he was angry, then the food would taste even better.
Good. That's very good. What is that anger, Jagannanda? What kind of anger is this that Mahaprabhu would
man
eat more relish?
Man. Man or
That's the best kind.
But Jagadananda Pandit is cooking in the mood of Krishna, Dwarkadisha's wife in Dwarka. Her name is
Satyabhama.
Satyabhama.
भरगति मुकुंदा कल्पिता कल्प कल्पा कर्मक मम राधे विष्णुमान जटिल पहत सिक्स श्लोक व्हाट इज दिस मीनिंग आई डोंट नो सुर शांति प्रौ सब भाग दृष्ट सेवन और एट श्लोक इज पचंदोसात दैवत कृष्ण जाता सपत विहित माना मौली सरस्वती प्रकट प्रभु बृंदारण्य मनाधे नेत्रानंद पचंदोसात दैवत रसमय श्रीमती राधिका तीनों रश्मि
विदाउट ड्रिंकिंग द नेक्टर ऑफ श्रीमती राधिका लाइट Radhika is portion of that verse. And so we less and less things. It seems that when Krishna is serving Arjuna, being served by Radhika, a yuga, you mean? Satyayuga and Sveta Dwapar, all Brahma Rastri,
the night of Brahma,
goes in a moment.
By drinking.
And then he is alone with Radhika. Palak becomes
thousand angels. Eternal.
So he wants this one vessel. I'm testing, I'm drinking the person of Russia. In meeting. He wants to relieve the meeting. How he is relieved? He wants that she should be angry with me. And then I will drink that
mantra.
So willingly he does anything that she
makes her
angry. And then, if this Radhika in man, when he becomes angry, more forceful than making her eyes, her mouth, her posture, everything, her seeing, everything. He wants to see all these things. So he met and reasoned that he did. Set out four priests.
Chandra.
Hmm?
Chandra.
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 Chandra means? Chandra. Chandra. So he at once becomes and that's it, all bells here become so clear, does not talk anything and become abhorrent. Then Krishna says, oh Chandranani, what is the meaning of Chandranani?
Moon face.
Moon face, oh beautiful. It is like, no, oh, I was not telling you Chandra, but I was telling Chandra.
Chandranani. It's very good. Best.
Then, it's still Radhika is in mind and not talking anything. Because that I have not done any offense to you, but it's still
you're angry.
Sati told that the two side of Radhika. But he told that Krishna can never let him. He is always
willing to be with you.
But thought nothing imagine. You are giving yourself to a story of
making yourself miserable.
Miserable. So you should. Because anyhow you have done something. Something offensive. So if they will come and apologize for that, then I let I will go.
What is then the apology? What he has to do?
Apology? That I will never do like this. I will never say something or anything.